You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is vaporization? For the past few weeks, we've talked about the states of matter and some of the processes to change from one phase or state to another. Vaporization is when a liquid changes to a gas. It's the reverse of condensation, where a gas phase becomes a liquid phase. There are two ways for a liquid to vaporize into a gas, and you're probably familiar with both processes. One involves heat, and one doesn't. The heat one is boiling. When a liquid is exposed to high temperatures, such as being placed on a heat source like a fire or stove, all of the molecules in that liquid move faster and faster until they separate from each other and become a gas. When a liquid is boiled to vaporize, it reaches and exceeds what scientists call the boiling point. The boiling point is where the vapor pressure of the liquid is the same as the pressure of the gas around the liquid. Once the boiling point is reached, boiling occurs at the surface and inside the liquid. The second way to vaporize a liquid into a gas, which doesn't involve heat, is evaporation. Evaporation occurs only at the surface of the liquid, unlike boiling, which occurs throughout the liquid. Remember, the molecules of a substance, such as a liquid, are in motion. If any of those surface molecules have enough energy, motion, to separate from the attraction they have to the molecules below them and enter the gas above them, that's evaporation. An example of this would be the sweat drying from your forehead, or spilled water on your kitchen floor slowly drying. Wind blowing across a surface can increase the rate of evaporation since it increases the molecular motion of the liquid surface. What's interesting is that the gas state takes up more space, or what scientists call volume, than the liquid state. That's because the gas molecules have greater motion than the liquid molecules, so there's more space in between those gas molecules. And you can easily prove this as a science activity one weekend with your kids. You'll need a kettle, a large balloon, and water. Measure out a small amount of water, maybe half a cup. Pour it in the kettle, close the lid, and make sure it has a tight seal. Carefully stretch a balloon over the tea kettle spout, and then place the kettle on the stove and turn the temperature to high. As the water boils, it vaporizes to become a gas and enters the balloon. The balloon will inflate larger and larger, and you'll see that the gas does have greater volume than that small volume of liquid you had originally poured into the kettle. Well, we've just learned a little bit about vaporization. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.